The Southfork Cubs are among the four Humboldt County teams to qualify for the 2025 North Coast Section football playoffs, which get underway this weekend. Hello and welcome to this week's KMUD News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the Cubs and the NCS playoffs in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest high school and college football news, why it was an historic week for the Ferndale High girls soccer team and the Arcata Boys, who has been named league MVPs in HDNL volleyball, some college basketball, some youth football, and why this will be a big weekend in local high school cross country. But first up, the Southfork Cubs will get the opportunity to play for a second NCS title in 3 years after being included in the 8-player Division II playoff bracket. The Cubs, who saw their chances of an NCL 3 title slip away with an 86-60 loss to LC Allen last week, will open the NCS playoffs at home against Cornerstone Christian on Friday night at 7. The 6-3 Cubs receive the number 2 seed for the postseason tournament, and if they win on Friday, they will play for a championship against either LC Allen or Potter Valley next weekend. Ferndale, St. Bernard's and Fortuna have also qualified for the NCS postseason. Fresh off their incredible 10-0 regular season, the Ferndale Wildcats received the number 2 seed in Division 5 and will open at home against number 7 Arroyo on Saturday afternoon at 1. The Cats outscored their 10 regular season opponents 647-18, including a 48-6 win at Arcata last week. St. Bernard's also won last weekend, comfortably defeating Del Norte 35-21 in their regular season finale to clinch a co-championship in the Big Four for the second time in 3 seasons. The Crusaders, who closed out the regular season 9-1, received the number 1 seed in the NCS Division 6 playoff bracket and will open on Saturday afternoon against San Rafael at Crusader Field. That game is also set for 1 p.m. The Fortuna Huskies tied the Crusaders for the Big Four crown after also winning their regular season finale. The Huskies, who have been one of the hottest teams in the area for the past month and a half, defeated Eureka 39-0 in their final Big Four game and shared the conference title with the Crusaders. The Huskies won 6 of their final 7 games to close out 5-1 in conference and 6-4 overall, and they are seeded number 4 for the Division 6 postseason tournament, which sees them open at home against number 5 Petaluma on Friday night at 7. If both St. Bernard's and Fortuna win their playoff openers, they will face off in a semi-final showdown at St. Bernard's next week. In other HDNL games last week, McKinleyville defeated Hoopa 26-12 to close out the season 1-5 in the Little Four and 3-7 overall, while Hoopa dropped to 1-5 and 2-8. Arcata closed out 4-2 and 5-5 overall. In the Big Four, Del Norte closed out 2-4 and 5-5 overall, while Eureka closed out 0-6 and 1-9. Ukiah, Willits, and Potter Valley each also have qualified for the NCS playoffs. Ukiah, which defeated Annalee 42-13 last weekend, is 6-4 and received the number 5 seed for the Division 3 playoffs. The Wildcats will kick off the postseason at home against number 4 Antioch on Friday night. Willits, which defeated Fort Bragg 15-6 last weekend, received the number 3 seed in the Division 7 bracket and will open at home against number 6 Redwood Christian on Friday night, also at 7. Potter Valley, which was 4-3 in the regular season, will open at LC Allen, as mentioned earlier. In local college football, meanwhile, College of the Redwoods fell just short in its bid for a conference championship last week, losing 27-15 to American River at the Redwood Bowl. A win would have secured the conference crown and a playoff berth for the Corsairs, who closed out 3-7 overall and 3-2 in the National NorCal Conference. In local high school soccer, it was a great week for the Ferndale girls and Arcata boys teams. The Wildcats welcomed Del Norte to the Cream City for Wednesday afternoon's NCS Division 1 championship game and prevailed 2-0, with sisters Madison and Macy Hageman scoring the 2 goals. The section championship is the second in 3 years for the program, but a first ever in Division 1. The Cats, who also defeated St. Bernard's 1-0 in Saturday's semi-final, lost just 2 games all year and closed out 19-2-1, including 14 shutouts. The Arcata boys also had a good week and have qualified for a first ever NCS championship game in their Division 1 tournament. The Tigers, who are seeded number 6 in the bracket, defeated number 3 College Prep 1-0 in their quarterfinal last weekend and followed that with a 2-0 win at number 2 Fortuna in Wednesday night's semi-final. The Tigers will play at top-seeded Head Royce in Oakland in Saturday's championship game at 2 p.m. In local high school volleyball, Eureka's Tiara Mawaluga and St. Bernard's Britton IKEA have been named MVPs of the Big 5 and Little 4 respectively. Both MVPs are juniors. Mawaluga played a pivotal role in leading the Loggers to a first Big 5 championship in 7 years and a first NCS playoff win in around 2 decades, while IKEA led the Crusaders to an undefeated 9-0 record in the Little 4 on the way to a conference crown. In local college basketball, it's been a good start to the new season for College of the Redwoods sophomore Nora Talty. The CR guard, who is a former Arcata Tiger, has led the team in scoring in each of their first 3 games, including scoring 21 points in a 73-57 win over Modesto on Saturday, a victory that lifted the team to 2-1. The CR men also were in action over the weekend and fell 118-59 at City College of San Francisco to drop to 2-1. Both Cal Poly Humboldt teams will open their seasons this weekend. The men will travel to San Rafael for a pair of games, including their season opener against Western Washington on Friday night, while the Humboldt women will host Northwest Nazarene at Lumberjack Arena also on Friday night. In local youth football, it was a good week for the young Eel River Huskies, who won 6 Rivers Conference championships at the AAA and Single A levels at Ferndale High School on Sunday, while the Northern Knights won the AA title. And rounding out a busy week in local sports, this weekend will be a big one for the HDNL cross country runners. The league championships will take place at the Arcata Marsh on Saturday afternoon. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.